You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Myanmar is gearing up for the arrival of Pope Francis on Monday afternoon, although a first glance around the cities of Yangon and the capital Naypyitaw show few signs of any major preparations. One or two isolated posters and billboards can be spotted around the central St. Mary's Cathedral in Yangon and the adjacent Archbishop's House, where the Pope will be staying for the duration of this three-day visit. Further out of the centre, away from the shopping malls and smart hotels in the townships that make up this sprawling metropolis, the other Catholic parishes have also been preparing for this first ever papal visit to the largely Buddhist nation. Eager pilgrims have been converging on Yangon from other cities too, especially from the northern Kachin state, where the majority of Christians are located. I visited Bishop Francis Tang from the Diocese of Michina there, watching busloads of men, women and children gathering with their bags on the grass outside his church in preparation for the two-day journey down south. The bishops say up to 200,000 people are expected to attend the main papal events, including pilgrims from neighbouring Thailand, Vietnam, Korea and the Philippines. Officially, there has been good cooperation with the Myanmar authorities in the planning of this trip, although everyone is on tenterhooks over the crisis in northern Rakhine State. With Western media focused almost exclusively on whether or not the Pope will pronounce the word Rohingya, organisers are seeking to shine the light on the many other refugee problems that still plague this nation, made up of over 130 different ethnic minorities. Several of them are locked in long-running conflicts that have seen hundreds of thousands of villagers fleeing their homes and living in squalid camps for internally displaced people. I visited one of the 32 located in Michina alone, where the church tries to supplement basic services provided to Christian families there by the World Food Programme and a variety of NGOs. Expectations among these Christian communities are sky high, hoping the Pope can miraculously bring the civil war to an end by encouraging the military and members of the various independence armies to return to the negotiating table. Without peace and respect for all the country's minorities, they insist, this nation can never develop and improve living standards for the quarter of its population that still lives below the poverty line. That includes people living in the squalid slums I can see from my hotel overlooking Yangon city centre, close to St Mary's Cathedral. Many of them, including plenty of non-Catholics, will be lining the route as the papal motorcade passes by on Monday, or queuing to enter the stadium where he'll celebrate Mass on Wednesday. For them, this visit marks a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to welcome the man they're hailing as a messenger of reconciliation and peace. In Yangon, awaiting Pope Francis, I'm Philippa Hitchin.